Earlier this spring, two brothers showed up at the beach in Presque Isle Provincial Park. Both happened to be interested in the same female. In the end, one brother managed to consummate the relationship, and the rest, as they say, is history. For the first time in 100 years, a pair of piping plovers has nested in the area, south of Brighton, on the shore of Lake Ontario. And these plover lovers now have three chicks. It's the job of my next two guests to protect them as best as they can to ensure these endangered youngsters survive the next few weeks. Elizabeth Stedman is a zoology student at Laurentian University in the summer. She's coordinating the volunteers, watching over the plovers. David Bree is her boss. He's the natural heritage education leader at Presque Isle Provincial Park. And they're both on the line from the beach right now. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
David, let me start off with you. Set the scene for us. What do you see around you right now? Where are the plovers in relation to where you are?
Well, we're just standing at the back of the beach. It's a beautiful morning. The sun is just coming up behind us. And in front of us, there's a vast expanse of flat beach, followed by the nice blue water of Lake Ontario. And the birds now are actually just at the edge, near the edge of the water, because that's where the sun is, and they're just sort of warming up. Probably were feeding earlier in the day, and now they're just warming up and having a little preen and basking in the sun.
Oh, my goodness. What a lovely place to be.
Elizabeth,
for listeners who don't know what a plover looks like, can you describe one for us?
Okay. The adult, actually, they're kind of a beach sand color, a gray-brown back with a white underbelly and bright orange legs, and they have a bright orange beak with a black tip on it. And they actually have a black breastband and a black forehead. Now, the chicks don't have those breastband or black band on the forehead, but they have the down feathers kind of on their head, so they're kind of fuzzier than the adult right now.
Oh, how small are they?
They're about the size of a grapefruit, and the chicks are a bit smaller.
Oh, my goodness. They must be so cute, little fuzzballs.
Yeah.
How much did you know, Elizabeth, about these birds before you started this summer job?
I actually knew nothing about piping plovers, but now I tend to dream about them, and I know the volunteers here feel the same.
You tend to dream about them. What do you dream about?
Just kind of protecting them coming on the beach in the morning, and I kind of wake up in the middle of the night, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm already at work.
Oh my goodness, you're having stress dreams.
Almost.
They're about
almost
keeping them safe.
Yeah, they're almost like children here on the beach.
Now, David, remind us why this is such a big deal. Why Elizabeth's having these stress dreams? Why we should care so much about this little family of birds?
Well, the piping plover is quite an endangered species. On the Great Lake, population was down to 12 pairs in the mid-80s. So there was only like 25 birds left. And they were all in Michigan. And the Americans put in a great conservation program and started building up the population. And some of those birds started nesting in Ontario in 2007 over on Georgian Bay on Savo Beach and then in Wasaga Beach. And this year, they showed it back up at Presque Isle.
Wait a second. So, you mean they're related to the ones from up in Georgian Bay?
Well, these three birds, because there's so few birds in the Great Lakes, they're all have color bands on their legs, and you can actually identify the individuals from a distance using a binoculars. And so we know that our three birds, our two brothers and the female, were all hatched at Wasaga Beach last year.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, so what happened to that brother who kind of got left out of the action?
Well, he hung around all during the incubation period, and he would still do a little courting every now and then, sort of forlornly, hoping that she would notice him, but it was kind of too late.
Oh!
And then, rather remarkably, on the day the first chick hatched, they all hatched on the 28th of June, another unbanded plover, adult plover, was on the beach. And the two of them disappeared later that day, so I'm not sure if that was a romantic ending or not.
I'm going to think it was a happy ending, for sure.
Yeah, sure.
Now, why do you think, though, they arrived here? Why did they select Presque Isle as their nesting place?
Well, we've had, because the population has been growing, we've had piping plovers on our beach pretty much every spring for the last 10 years. And they're just migrating up from where they spend the winter down on the Gulf Coast in Florida. and they just stay here for a few days and move on. So these birds were probably just doing the same thing, and they say, hey, you know, this is not a bad spot. Maybe we'll stick it out here.
Yeah, it's so beautiful there. Now, Elizabeth, tell me a bit more about your role in protecting these birds.
My role here is kind of to educate the public and get the volunteers in there for their shifts to watch the plovers. And they kind of write down observations about the birds, and we kind of take down their characteristics, and each one has kind of a different characteristic that they show, and we kind of just keep the public informed and away from them.
And are they protected in a special enclosure or anything?
Yeah, they do have a roped-off enclosure where the nesting site was located, but they tend to wander. They don't really like staying where we'd like them, but that's birds.
You know, a lot of summer students don't get to make a contribution like this, Elizabeth. What does it mean to you to be protecting history in a way?
For me, I've always grown up kind of knowing that I want to make a change in this world, and helping an endangered species bring three more numbers in their Great Lakes population is kind of the goal I've been looking for. So
David, what happens next? I gather that you've already tagged the chicks. So will they fly away? Will they leave?
Yes. Yeah, they were banded when they were 10 days of age, and they're getting pretty big. They're actually about the same size as the adults now. So they're 3 weeks, 1 day old, and in another week from now, they'll probably start flying. That's projected. And at that point, right now only the adult male is here. The female left a week ago, which is normal. And he'll probably leave when they start flying. And then week two, 3 weeks after that, our babies will be gone.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us and for all the work that you're doing there. Thank you, David. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Well, you're welcome, but I really want to do a shout-out to our fabulous volunteers. We have over 50 of them who have been coming in, and they've been doing a great job, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Cheers to all of them, too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
David Bree is the Natural Heritage Education Leader at Presqu'île Provincial Park, south of Brighton. Elizabeth Stedman is a zoology student and the park's piping plover coordinator this summer. I'm going to post more pics for you because they're just so lovely. Later today, facebook.com/OntarioMorning.